pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do you have, two more times for this?
You have public comment.
Okay. Is that public comment or an item?
It's buddy.
Okay. Go ahead and write up to the podium there. Opening Road and Drainage District Governing Body regular meeting. All those present for the fire district are still here.
I called it in, but it's possible they haven't done it yet. But just in case they forgot, there's a big hole in front of Mission Plaza in front of the Louis Bike Shop. And for the 21st time, I'm reporting again about all the holes on Comer and Talbert, down two blocks as far as Oxwood. You've been over there at least 20 times, maybe more.
Chair, I'd like to pull item A on the consent agenda.
Anyone else?
Move to approve item B on the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, second by Commissioner Blucher. Please vote. Unanimous. Item A.
First of all, this is part one of part two when we go to our general meeting, but anytime there's a decision that they give us options and stuff, it should never be under a consent agenda item, city manager. And I just caught that today. I was pulling it and didn't realize it was a consent agenda, but we have something like that on general business too later. And we are very busy up here with a lot of items as you are, and sometimes things can happen. And I'm not even really sure. I guess it would be a ward of contract to right away. If that went through, it would be who would it go to? What option would be taken is my question.
Staff's proposal.
Staff's recommendation, yeah. So it would be option.
Yeah, we certainly can anytime there are options. We try to provide options several times. So either if you want anytime there to be an option not to put it on consent, we usually put in there what our recommendation is and just try to highlight that there are some other options for your consideration as well. Either way.
Okay, well, it's coming up later. It's kind of different than that, but we'll bring that up in the consent agenda later. So I pulled this because I was actually going to just discussion. There you go.
Is there any other commissioners? Because I have a problem with this one, too. Okay. My problem is that this contract was supposed to be divvied up between this commission. Asked that this contract be divvied up between preferably Northport contractors that could mow Sumter. Now, granted, we have like a whole slew of why it would be a problem. Personally, I don't see a problem. Yes, it's going to be difficult to maintain or difficult to get a handle on, but I'm pretty sure we've got a lot of time on our hands. I don't understand why we couldn't follow through and either A, divvy it up into zones, or B, at the very least, if having one contractor versus three is a problem or four, then at least give it to the guy who's from Northport. Now, I don't know how you do that because of the bid process. That might be a problem. But we're talking about giving it to the lowest bidder, and I mean, it was supposed to be that the bid process was supposed to give extra credits to those who employed in Northport, and we only have one Northport business that said they could do it. So the rest of them, I don't know where they fall in. That's another problem. I don't know where they fall in the line. Were they going to hire Northport residents? Or I know none of them come from here, but the one person that they gave it to or company that they gave it to was, you know, a large quantity over what if they divvied it up. If they divvied it up, we would have saved money in the long run also. That's another thing. It just seems like, yes, it would be work to do it this way, but we would save money. So, I mean, and the question is, okay, well, you can't guarantee that all three, four contractors will do the same job. Yes, you can. You make sure that your contract reads that way. You make sure your contract reads that, you know, you guys will all be here on the first of the month. If you don't comply with property standards, you know, with the city of Northport standards, then you lose your job. you know, people are looking for jobs. So,
okay.
Commissioner Garofalo.
Well, first of all, just to kind of help our staff out before I slaughter them, they're giving us options here. So there is an option here to choose what you just said. And that's what I'm going to be making a motion on. I want to pick apart the cons, though, because I agree with you. The defeatist attitude of the type of care and cup may vary from one contract to the next. I don't buy that because we control that via contract. And if they're not doing it, then guess what? We just opened up a bid for one of the four sections again. So that voids that contract. I think that language should be in that contract. The other part of this is we wouldn't know where one zone ends and another begins. Well, shame on us. I think we should be able to tell where one zone ends and one begins via a contract with a map and a platted lot. We can do it by blade of grass. We can get it down to a blade of grass that close. So I don't buy that one either. As far as managing four separate contracts, $15,000 compared to $5,000. I'm sure there's a methodology behind that, and there's a reason for that. $10,000 more to manage three other contracts. But I can't buy that one either personally without knowing the methodology behind it, because it just doesn't look good to say that to manage three other contracts is going to cost me $10,000. Doesn't sound right. And there was one other part. Complaints for the public just kind of goes in line with we're in control. Again, we have a contract. If it's not being done right, then we can do that. And you said low bidder, but the low bid is actually these four contracts. We're saving the citizens $2,000 by going with that. So it's a no-brainer to me, and I appreciate that the four bids came in under the other. No, all together with the administrative costs.
Commissioner Blucher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, the problem I have with the four, if those were four Northport firms, I think I'd totally agree with the first two commissioners. This is like having your front yard, a homeowner having your front yard cut by one person and your backyard cut by another. And nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But I would be worried. I would be a little, not worried, I'd be concerned, number one, and you say we can control that, but about the quality of work. Just as a past manager, I'd rather manage one company than I would four companies in trying to get the quality control that I want within that area. So, excuse me. I would like to see option two stay. Yes, it is costing us about $2,000 more to have that done, but I think we have much more control, I would believe. I myself, if I had to watch four versus one person cutting my grass, I think I'd have much more control over that one. I would bend over backwards, I believe, if those four were Northporters. Then I would say there's no question. But since they're not, that's why I'm not in favor.
Commissioner Jones.
Commissioner, I totally respect what you're saying, and I respect the recommendation of our staff, but I think that it's been the intent of this commission to give the opportunity to local contractors. And while Hardy is not a county that's one of our local preference contractors, these accumulation of bids does amount to the lowest bidder. And we are, placing, we're taking a chance on people that are local contractors here to give us the good service that we need. And I think that we should take the chance on it. It's going to give us, at least we'll be able to learn our lesson if they don't do it. And they know, they should know that. They should realize that we're putting our reputation on the line for them. So I think that option one will more clearly represent the intent of this commission as far as our local preference goes.
Commissioner Trubert, you haven't said anything. Just for the record, we have with option one being divvied up. Option one would put three local to work and two not local, just so that we know that there are locals involved. Okay. Commissioner Trubert, you haven't spoke.
Okay. I'm a little bit on both sides of this situation here. I agree with Commissioner Blucher. in regards to it is much easier to manage one firm than four different firms. And I was one of the ones that pushed this whole issue in regards to Sumter Boulevard and giving the opportunity for Northport companies to be out there to cut this. So even though I would like to see, would have liked to seen one company do this, I think through our agreements with these firms, we can hold them to whatever standards we need to hold them to. And if we don't, then bye-bye, and we'll find somebody else. So that's where I'm going to stand.
Commission, we have public comment. Misuse.
If I can,
out of your errand today.
Public comment. May I ask staff a question?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Hold on. Commissioner Blucher has a question. Now that we all made comments.
City manager, was any of the five, and I'm talking about the individuals now that we're talking about determining those, but was any of those five able to do the entire job?
Yeah.
I see it.
Look at the bottom, right? Yeah, they got it. Okay.
I just wanted that for the record because there's some of them that could not.
Correct.
And I guess the only reason I'm asking that question is that if, you know, the one company can do it all. There's a couple of those others. If we were going to switch, I'd rather see us at least only hire those companies that can do the total job so that we can have a little flexibility in moving some people around and such. But
one of which was a Northport company that could do it all, right?
That's right. One was a Northport company.
We need a motion.
Oh, Buddy.
Here I am.
You, Buddy.
Okay, Buddy Hughes. First of all, I've asked you innumerable times about putting the price on something, and I also want you to remember that you're talking to a TV audience, and they don't know what you're talking about, neither do I, option one, option two. I mean, you know, at least do a little explanation so people know, what you're talking about, and they'll stay involved and stay on the TV and finish looking at you. Okay, and I'm a great believer in local contractors. And one more question. We have a road and drainage department. How come we're not doing it? Maybe we need to hire another employee or something.
Well, hold on.
Does that work?
Go ahead, have a seat. Oh. I assume that the road and drainage would be the ones who oversee this, considering they're the ones who had the, they're the ones who decided about who it was. City manager.
Correct. We would do the overseeing of the contract. As you know, we do some mowing in-house, and usually it's the larger stuff. This is more landscaping.
Landscaping or road and drainage? Which one would oversee it?
This is road and drainage would oversee the contracts. My point was this isn't necessarily the higher roadside drainage ditches. This is the finer landscaping that we do. But I don't know how. I mean, somebody can come up and talk if you want. What the oversight is, I don't know. What degree that really takes.
I don't either. Commissioner Garofalo.
Well, first of all, I happen to absolutely agree with you, buddy. I think we missed the ball on this because that's why I didn't talk first on this issue. Because normally, when we pull an item on the agenda, someone from the staff sits at that podium and talks about the agenda item. Didn't happen. So I was sitting here waiting for that, and then Vanessa started talking. So I agree with you. Yes, someone missed the ball on that. So yeah, when we go over agenda items up here, we should, for the public discussion, let them know what we're talking about. Thank you for bringing that up. That's what I had to tell Buddy. Answer her question directly.
Okay.
Can we get an answer from Bill?
I move to approve option one.
Option one is to
the four companies
distribute the landscaping services on Sumter Boulevard to the four companies that were provided in our backup. And we need a second.
I'll second it. Commissioner,
okay,
the motion would actually be to award contract number 209-15, the right-of-way mowing and landscape maintenance services for Sumter Boulevard to the firms mentioned in option one.
Yes.
Clerk, amend my motion to include what Commissioner Jones just said.
And I do second that.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Garofalo, second by Commissioner Jones. Now, Commissioner Blucher, you wanted what? Or Commissioner Trubert? One of you guys wanted
I wanted Bill to explain what's the difference in the, why the cost is so different.
In overseeing the contract?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill, but I assume it's because you have four of them as opposed to one.
Bill Vest, Public Works for the record. We took the difference in the amount of what just a normal landscaping supervisor would be paid at an hourly rate. The one is based on a normal weekly meeting that we would have with any contractor and the amount of inspection services. That inspection services and the fact of the meeting would quadruple over being different contractors. Also took into consideration around 1.25 hours per week based on disputes between the area. Commissioner Blucher had referenced, what if you had somebody mowing your front yard and your backyard? That's a very good example. But another comparison would be, most of us get along well with our neighbors, but I'm sure somebody at one point lived beside somebody whose neighbor didn't agree where the property line ended, and you had to work that out. The hard part would be on the landscaping end of this, where the fertilizer goes down, pesticide goes down, things like that. The actual mowing is easy. You mow it, you get done, you can see where it ended. But areas in between those zones that are left where the grass is dead or dying would be where those things would come up.
Mr. Vest, could you not put in your contract to these people, these companies, that fertilizer will be laid on such and such a day, that the first of the month, the last of the month will be mowing cycle during the winter. Every second and fourth Wednesday of the month will be a mowing cycle during summer. That the lines are, and there is ways to divvy them up because there are streets that run alongside of Northport or of Sumter that you could say up to whatever the street is. I mean, you could take the manager out and show them exactly the line. You could then turn around. You could do some sort of landscaping where you actually put bushes up to separate the zones. There's several things that can be done. Are you saying that this is impossible to do?
No, ma'am, not
no,
at all. Just
I didn't think so.
Expensive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
No,
okay.
I guess. Oops, sorry, I didn't put my light on.
It's moved. It's been set. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, just a statement. I'm going to vote against it. Sounds like I'm the only one. However, there again, you see Williams Lawn Care there is one with a North Porter, and you also have JT's that's a North Porter, and it might be too late in that process, but if this wouldn't go through, I would like to see something about using the JT's and using Williams Lawn Care and then maybe Buccaneer for the balance. But nobody else has wanted to look at that. I think using the three would cut down on that expense that Mr. Vest just talked about. And I also think that we could control it and get a better job done.
I think we'd run into some problems since the bid went out for specifics. It went out specifically asking per zone, you'd have to go out and rebid.
No, I think they've bid on those zones as we spoke. As I sent it out, we can take any of those zones. Obviously, with JT's, you're only talking about section one. You're not even talking about section two because there was no bid on it. On Williams Lawn Care, they bid on the entire project. So you can take the best of that world, and then if it's Buccaneer that truly is the one that we'd want, then we'd go with the rest there. But like I said, then we dwindle the number down to three, which would cut our administrative costs down.
Where's Buccaneer on this sheet? It's not on this sheet, right?
It's in America. The bottom. They're in Pinellas County.
No, I understand, but it's the one that was originally given to us when we actually turned around and said, let's not do this, let's do local. Correct?
I'm sure that was the company.
No, it wasn't that
company. No, different company.
I didn't think so. I thought
that was a
different
company.
Okay.
That was Eden, I think. That was deemed non-responsive in this one.
I guess if we're waiting for that vote, if I may, Madam Chair, staff, if we did that, I guess we can take a quick calculator to it. But Would you have any idea of where we would come in at that if we use the ones that I just mentioned? Sorry about that, but it's...
The one thing, just to qualify, there's a total of 7 zones that we divided it up, so that which was as directed. Of those zones, 3 have landscaping, 5 there's no landscaping. You'll notice that in the bid sheet, certain contractors only want to do one and not the other. So they either don't bid the other one, or they bid a very inflated price for the other one. So just in comparison there, so go over those numbers, you'll realize that it may not be the best path.
Lynn Banish, Business Manager, Public Works Department. I would just like to remind you that Commission approved a change to your ordinance with a local preference. And when we calculated this bid tabulation sheet, we gave options to either award separately each zone, and that was in the bid document, or award all zones to one contractor. None of these contractors under your local preference new code, the revision to your code, met that criteria. So, you know, they had to be within 10% of the low bidder. That was the criteria that was determined by the revisions to your procurement code.
Right, and I believe that's the reason where you see some of those at 24,000, everybody else goes around 20,000, is that they're going to have to bring somebody from the outside in to do it because they're not capable of doing it. And that's where I was going with my other argument, guys, that by going with the one company, they've bid on the entire contract, you know they're qualified, they can do the whole thing. And you're not going to have any problems. Going with the individual ones, I believe it was Commissioner Jones who said, well, we're taking a little bit of a gamble. I think we're taking a lot of gamble in certain areas on the landscaping. And we work so hard on, we're talking about Sumter Boulevard, for instance, which is a beautiful street right now. And we want to keep it that way. So there again, I'm going to vote against it for that reason, but no other reason.
Nope. One more comment. One more comment.
Go ahead.
That's an old vote there. And to a certain extent, like I said earlier, but looking at the way this is bid, and I'm looking at these prices now, I tend to agree with Commissioner Blucher on this.
Okay. Anything else?
Yep.
Anyone else? Can we vote now?
Sure.
Okay. 3-2, and then it's 3, as in Carasone, Garofalo, Jones were 4, 2 against, Blucher, Trubert. Good? Okay, moving on. Resolution 09-R-49. We need a motion. No, we don't.
Clerk to read by title only.
Okay, this is resolution number 09-R-49, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, in its capacity as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, authorizing and directing the acquisition of a certain temporary construction easement by any legal means, including eminent domain, as required for the repair of water control structure 107, said project being part of the district's water control structure repair program.
Mr. Pennery.
Good afternoon, Charles Pennery, Real Estate Services. It's background information. We have been in contact with the property owner and are in discussions with him regarding the securing of the easement. At this point in time, however, we have some disagreements with him over some of the terms that he is seeking that we do not normally give. Therefore, in order to move forward with this project, if we are unsuccessful in voluntarily negotiating the easement from him, we would need the authorization to move forward with eminent domain to secure the necessary easement. In considering this resolution, however, we'd like you to consider the following as you consider this. First of all, in terms of its location, 109 is on Hillsborough Avenue. It is the second of 3 water control structures that Public Works has in its water control structure program. 109 had been, or 107 had been completed before. From a feasibility standpoint, the engineering has been completed, the design has been completed. The repairs are somewhat similar in nature, although a little bit more complicated than the prior one. So therefore, it is a feasible project from that from that standpoint. For the costs associated with the project, in terms of the preliminary estimates, they are fairly close, again, a little bit higher than they were for the prior water control structure repair, but that's because of a water control program or problem that they have upstream that they have to take care of. There are sufficient funds within the budget. In terms of environmental factors, there are no negative environmental factors affecting this project. And from a long-range planning and safety standpoint, which is probably the key for this whole program, the project's consistent with the city and the district's long-range plan for the control for the repair of water control structures and culverts. And from a safety concern, it is probably the most paramount in that the failure of this in a high flood situation will cause immediate downstream flooding with damage to both private and public property. And it is for these reasons and in order to ensure that the project moves forward, if we are unsuccessful in our negotiations with the property owner, that we request your approval of this resolution.
Commissioner Blucher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have one question. When you use the term eminent domain, a lot of times we right away start thinking of our attorney fees and such. But my main question to you would be, do you feel this will hinder, that this has a possibility of hindering your current negotiations?
No.
So you think it'll help?
We don't threaten the property owner with this action. What we do is we attempt to voluntarily negotiate the easement first. If we were to come to you with a resolution solely for the voluntary acquisition, we would have to go through this process, and then we would have to come back to you if those negotiations were unsuccessful. And that would add probably another 2 to 3 months to this project. The design is completed. The project is ready to bid. If we had to go to eminent domain, would the project be delayed in terms of construction start? The answer is probably yes, because of timing in the courts. However, what this resolution does, as you will see in the following resolution, it gives us that option if we need it. Again, we don't threaten the property owner with it. We don't say, well, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to use this. In fact, we haven't even discussed this option with it.
But I'm sure they might be listening in today.
I have some questions. Anyone else?
I have one question, Mr. Pingree. Yes. We're not seeking permanent.
This is a 20,625-foot temporary construction easement for a period of 6 months.
We're only seeking temporary easement.
Period of 6 months.
Right. We're not seeking to use public domain for a permanent easement. It is simply for a temporary.
No, we are
easement.
Not.
Thank you.
And that was, I'm glad you said that, because my question is, how do you eminent domain something when you're only going to use it for 6 months?
We've done that many times. They're called TCEs,
really?
Temporary construction easements. The last one that comes to mind was the properties at the end of Sumner, the Wendy's, and the health park there. We took temporary construction easements via eminent domain from those parcels, and when we were done with the construction, that property was returned to them.
Oh, okay. And then the next thing is, you said that there's sufficient funding for this project. What about the eminent domain process and the cost associated with that? Is that funded for?
I'll defer to
it. Well, it's not in the budget, legal budget. It's probably in the project budget, which I believe is where these are usually handled.
That's what I want to know. Is it in the project budget? I hear yes, yes, and yes. Okay. And I got a shaking head, yes. Okay, okay. That's what I want to know.
Let the record show that heads were shook.
Yeah, let the record show there were heads shaking.
Any public comment?
Nope.
I move to approve resolution number 09-R-49.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, seconded by Commissioner Trubert. Please vote. And that's unanimous.
Knew we'd agree tonight sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Resolution 09-R-51. City Clerk.
Resolution number 09-R-51, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, authorizing and directing the acquisition of certain temporary slope easements by any legal means, including eminent domain, as necessary for the construction of certain sidewalks that will service the Cranberry Elementary School.
I move to approve resolution 09-R-51.
Second.
Question on the motion.
Yeah.
Is that all part of that within 2 mile radius of the school? Or is this outside of that?
Oh, this is definitely within sight. It's just on the opposite side of the waterway from the school. It, Madam Chairman?
Go ahead.
If I may, please, just before you vote, there are certain considerations that staff ask you to consider in your vote that are necessary for an eminent domain action. And it's appropriate if you give me leave to make those to you at this time. I know you have a motion on the floor.
Do you want to remove this?
Question on the motion, what are those? I guess we can do it that way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the backup.
I didn't see it in here.
Was there something in the backup as to these conditions?
The conditions are under 3 under the resolution, where it says before deciding to exercise your discretion to acquire the property, you weighed and considered following factors.
Those factors are contained in the statute for eminent domain. And there just needs to be something on the record indicating that the commission has considered those. And that's what Mr. Pingree is trying to do, just go over those with you real quick.
Okay, so who made the motion?
I did.
Okay, he seconded. So your motion meant to say that you approve with the understanding of those standards set forth in whatever.
In the ordinance.
In the ordinance.
Or in the resolution.
In the resolution.
I approve the total resolution the way it is.
Is that?
Do you want those read?
City attorney?
No, I'll defer to Rob as to whether that's sufficient.
I would just let Mr. Pingree have about 1 minute, just run through these real quick, particularly the alternative location issue for the sidewalk, because that's, I know, being familiar with this, that's been an issue. The rest of them, I think, are all pretty straightforward.
So do you need us to remove our motions?
Well, I guess you're answering your own question. We're not interested in time. I just don't want to make sure during a motion that we can be reviewing stuff.
Oh, no. It's fine. He's just providing you with additional information prior to your vote.
Okay.
Which should have come at the presentation.
Let's just ask the 5 questions.
But go ahead.
Have you looked at an alternate location?
In terms of alternate routes, there were 2. The alternate route is on the, as shown in your exhibit. And then again, on the north side of Cuthbert, the east side of Nimbus, and the south side of Radcliffe, the one that is provided to you in terms of the recommended route is the shortest in terms of linear feet. It affects the least number of improved properties, and from a cost standpoint, is the least expensive of the 2 options. From a safety standpoint, it again keeps children who use that area all the time going to school off of the street and onto the sidewalks, which is probably the key, as the 2 main crossing locations to the connection bridge, or the pedestrian bridge to the back end of the Cranberry Elementary School is on Nimbus, and they come in off of both Cuthbert and Radcliffe.
What about the environmental factors?
There are none.
You said that.
I think that's covered.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Trubert, second by Commissioner Garofalo. Can we? No further discussion. Please vote. And that's unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are adjourned. Now moving into solid waste district governing body meeting. All those present before are still here. We need to do the